Exercise 1. As the zoo world repairs its reputation, a wonderful resource is being taken out of its curtain. For years, scientists studied the remains of dead animals at museums, examined lab animals closely, but simply overlooked the opportunities at their local zoos. Here, they had a chance to study live animals at close range, being born, growing, learning, resolving conflicts, building a home, winning a mate, parenting, and aging. Those who did take advantage of zoo studies laid legendary groundwork in the field of animal behavior. It was in a zoo setting, for instance, that the facial expressions of wolves were first studied in detail. Given the skittish nature of wolves, this subtle language would have been nearly impossible to decode in the wild. The panda was equally difficult to study in the wild. Its solitary habits and remote forested habitats kept researchers from learning about reproduction until the first panda cubs were born in zoos.